your Bibles to Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for being able to come into your house tonight, Lord. I just pray that you would be with me, Lord, that you calm my nerves. Help me express what you want me to say, Lord. Just fill me and speak through me. In your name we pray. Amen. Titled my message, Make a Joyful Noise. First question I want to ask is, what is a joyful noise? Joyful noise could be praising God through singing, praising God through, say, just the way we handle ourselves, the way we act each day, and by proclaiming that he is Lord. Sometimes I'll look down from the choir loft when we're singing the congregationals, and it really discourages me sometimes because I'll look down and I'll see people, and I'm supposed to proclaim God and praise God through singing. And it seems like sometimes we don't. Second question I have is, why should we glorify God? God is our creator. He created us for the sole purpose to praise him and so that he could have, don't know how to explain it, that he could have more than just the angels. He created us in his image for a reason. And another reason why we should glorify God is to be thankful for what he's given us. Our homes, our families, jobs, food, shelter, life. Third question is, how should we praise God? We'll turn to Psalms 47. Start reading verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. David here is telling us that we need to praise God. We need to praise our Creator because he is great. The pastor has been going over revelations about the tribulation and the rapture. We're going to be in that because we're saved. That's one thing we can thank God for. God didn't just sit us here on earth and say, okay, live your lives, have fun. He put us here for a reason, so we should glorify him for that reason. We turn to Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to excellent greatness. His excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery of the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes we forget to praise God. And we just live our lives. And then we go through a trial and we think, why isn't God helping me? He is helping you, but you're forgetting to praise him and you're forgetting he's there. Without praise and glorifying to God, what are we even doing? Now, I have a final question in closing. Are we going to glorify God with our whole heart or not? And if not, why?